Want to get cash for gold, buy furniture, find a tanning salon, or rent an apartment? You could look any of those things up online, or you could just drive around and watch for a person spinning a giant sign that will point you in the right direction. Though, maybe you've seen so many sign spinners that they don't even catch your eye anymore, which is why there's a new sign spinner in town, as Alex Schmidt reports.
Your eyes do not deceive you. That is indeed a sign-spinning mannequin. She's freakishly tall, and her head is turned way back, exorcist style. She can't possibly be human. After you get over the weirdness, you might have a reaction like Virgil Rabancos did. He warily eyed one of these gals from a convenience store in Los Angeles. She had, after all, taken the job of an able-bodied human.
That's one way for you to save labor, because they're used like a mannequin now, so that's one lost job.
More than one job. There are several sign-spinning mannequin companies now in L.A., Oregon, Florida, and beyond. Some business owners are going the Geppetto route and making them from scratch.
Yeah, actually, she has a name, Sandy. One of the customers said, oh, she looks like Sandy.
Christopher Hunanian enlisted the help of relatives to create the six-foot-tall bombshell in front of his smoke shop.
It is a good investment. 20% of the sales that mannequin brings people in, and then sales going on from there. It's bringing us the profit.
Here's the thing. No one loves that mannequins are taking jobs, but they're really good at what they do, attracting attention. Gary Martin did a double take as he walked past Sandy.
First, the model's not bad looking. The movement, I think, is the thing that is really eye-catching. It's kind of an awkward movement. It's like jerky in a non-human fashion.
The way advertising works is we get used to stuff, then we stop noticing it. So marketers are in a constant arms race to get our attention. They have to get weirder and weirder, like with the mannequins, and more sophisticated. Carnegie Mellon robotics professor Ila Norbach says one day the mannequins may become actual robots, able to see us, guess our age and gender, and customize their marketing messages with frightening accuracy.
It's funny because that future we end up in, where that arms race is kind of fully realized, is one in which we're the robots, because they've learned how to remote control us people. So the consumer becomes the robot, except we're human.
There are still hundreds of human sign spinners on the streets of L.A., and they aren't all taking this lying down. Mario Bides was standing in the sun on Venice Boulevard, waving a cash for gold sign. I showed him an online ad for the mannequins. Bides made some fair points about his competitive value. He asked me, what if a car comes at the mannequin? It won't move. If it rains, the mannequin will break. Oh, and he pointed out that the business owner has to clean it and take it in and out. Bides, on the other hand, bathes himself, and he shows up for work on his own, happy to be there. Bides says if a robot does take his job, he's not worried about finding another one. His only real quibble with the mannequins is that they all seem to be white. He requests equal opportunity for Latina mannequins, too. For NPR News, I'm Alex Schmidt in Los Angeles.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.